other information is, you know, for all of you, just to know that we're located out here, wherever we're located, you know, different kinds of things. And you might have some other information that might be helpful to a customer as we're introducing a new this or that. But it should not be all new sales stuff. You might have a little promotional something in your newsletter. You know, bring this newsletter for an extra cushion in your car or a car wash or something like that. But we're not selling the cars for less. We're not selling whatever we're selling. We're not selling for less, but we might give you something extra. You know, a one-year subscription to our master user or, you know, certified, bona fide or something. You know, we need a name for that. You know, well, we're going to start selling that. You know, our preferred customers, Golden Preferred or some kind of a name, our Golden Preferred Club, you know, or something like that. So those kinds of things could be in our newsletter, and anybody can write a newsletter. No big deal. You could look on our website and look at our newsletter. It's no big deal. You get a sense of what I put in. I send it out to customers. Okay, let's move over now to the next page, which are these contacts, different ways to contact customers. If you're going to go face-to-face, that's the most expensive. I'm on page 13. It costs $300 to make a face-to-face visit with a customer. That's very expensive. If you have a salesperson, service person going out there, you could auto-fax, you can telephone them, you can auto-email, and there's some programs listed there. Postcards, I don't know what postcards cost now, but you know they've gone up, so this is probably out of date, but they just went up here a little while ago. So postcards I like because you can print postcards on a 60-weight paper. Excuse me, I think that's what it is, yeah, 60-weight. Regular paper, I don't know, is 20-weight or something like that, like the paper in this book, maybe 20-weight. These cards, these are made out of 60-weight paper, so it's heavier. So you can print that. It goes through my printer, no problem. I got an HP printer and I got a Brother. It goes through either one, no problem. And then you can cut it. So, you know, with a database program, you can print the addresses on one side and you can print your little story on the other side. And then you just cut it four ways and you could send that out. And that costs, you know, half the price of a letter. I like postcards because they get returned. If you do the bulk mailings, you know, with the big discounts and stuff, they don't get returned. They just throw them away. You know, that's why they sell them for cheaper. But a postcard, you can send it out, and you get it back. Why is that important to get it back?
If they've moved,
you get it back. You know, no forwarding address or something like that. So you get some sense of that they're still there. And if you didn't get it back, you know, you can mail it again. You know, so that can be handy to you. I want to point out on page 14 that there are some things you can do to compress the purchase cycle. So you noticed here, how long is this generally? How long is that in time? How long is that process?
A year.
That's what I've got there. Could it be 6 months? It could be. Could it be a day? Well, you know, it's unlikely that it could be a day unless they were in that area of the readiness to buy curve where they're easy to sell. And so, but that's not the customers we want to focus on because those guys are going to go to the next guy. We want to get the ones that are all set. The ones that are all set, you're talking a significant amount of time from start to finish on the purchase cycle, and it's months, and it could be 12 months, generally. But there are some things we can do, and there's a list of them there to compress the purchase cycle, and you ought to read them and understand them and see if you can implement some of those to get that purchase cycle compressed. But I don't want to focus on the purchase cycle compression because a lot of customers, you can't do that. So that's where the selling skills are more important, and we're gonna cover those as we go forward here. Okay, are there any comments or questions at this point? All right, let us continue over now to page 15. We need a system. The system we recommend has the following steps, and you can listen. You can read them. They're all there. They're also, and the elements of the system are in your little sheet that I handed out on that separate sheet. But the system we recommend has a database application. We like Microsoft Access because it's well-known, and it's a standard database, and it's an excellent database. And there are what they call ODBC drivers in Access that will allow you to attach to other applications. But let me tell you this. Most companies have what I call an enterprise package. They're often referred to as an MRP package or whatever, an IT package, some kind of a database that you run your business on. Selling is different than that. So most companies that have people making outbound calls, they're using a marketing and sales database, which is a CRM package, customer relationship management. We're going to talk more about that when we get, and we'll see these screens and so on that we're talking about. But we like Microsoft Access because there's a lot of people around that can develop databases and modify them and so on. You could do it yourself. We are experts in the development of Microsoft Access databases for making outbound telephone calls, and we'd be happy to do that for you or sell you one that's done, and you could just start using it if you know something about Access.